Welcome back. It is the 5x5 podcast. No longer the late night show as we transition into, I said this month, but you know, sometimes things don't work out as planned. Glitter and the Geek, which is, I think, more appropriate name for what I do here on Spreaker.com and iTunes and Stitcher. And if you haven't followed the show, I'm going to still use the same link when the name does change, and hopefully it will change on iTunes. I don't know how that works yet, but I will find out. But I hope all you guys are doing good. I'm actually having a good day. Got some sleep this weekend. I can't remember the last time I talked to you guys, but it wasn't not too long ago. But we're here tonight, and I appreciate each and every one of you guys who check me out whenever, wherever, however you're checking out the show, like I said, on either iTunes, Stitcher, or here on Spreaker.com while we do a live broadcast. And feel free to email the show, tweet me, Facebook, post me about anything you hear on the show, especially the question of the day. And we'll be getting to that. The question from last week and then the new question for this week a little bit later in the show. But I hope you guys are doing good. If you live in the southern Indiana area, we experienced a lot of rain. And dare I say it, it was hot today. I mean, and it was like that summertime muggy hot. And it only got 76, but it was like very, very muggy. And I know I shouldn't complain because winter was horrible here this year for us. I know there's other areas in the country where it was really, really bad. But for us, since we've had some light winters in the past few years, this winter was particularly rough on us because we had got spoiled. And so today, like I said, it was muggy and hot. And I'm like, whoa, when I was out doing some work earlier. And then my phone rang. Y'all hear that? My phone rings, and people are probably not trying to come to work. So I got to take a phone call. And then when I get back with you guys, I will talk about what we're going to talk about tonight. I'm sorry. I knew this was going to happen, and I need to start having my show at 12 o'clock to after all my work phone calls come through, and it totally irritates me that these people, I don't get adults who don't, not that they don't want to work, they don't want to be accountable for their job. I don't get it. I just don't get it. And that's been a working problem that I've had. So listen to this song. And then when we come back, we will start our show. It is a 5x5 podcast. I got to take a work call. We'll be right back. I think we'll be right back if my dashboard gets to work correctly. We'll be back.
Several years of my life, and it just ain't right. What's your perception of love? Now how many times did we say it was over? And how many times did we not leave? There's no sense in this love hangover. Please come back to me, 'cause I can't forget your ways. I still remember our first kiss. Oh, I'm nervous and trembling,
smoking cigarettes at night.
Ooh, ooh. Wondering where you've been,
smoking cigarettes at night.
Ooh, I can't go with these,
smoking cigarettes at night.
You're the
one to help me quit.
Smoking cigarettes at night,
in the midnight hour, late in the midnight hour. I see the edge of your face, ooh, 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 and it makes it hard for me to breathe. What can I do to change your decision? Please work with me,
me,
yeah, yeah. Sometimes my eyes won't close from weeping, and sometimes I can't wake up from sleeping.
Why?
'Cause you keep calling me, keep calling me
in my dreams.
I can't forget your ways. I still remember our first kiss.
Ooh,
you got me nervous and trembling.
Smoking cigarettes at night.
Oh, wondering where you've been.
Smoking cigarettes at night.
Ooh, I can't cope with this.
Smoking cigarettes.
The one to help me quit.
Smoking cigarettes at night.
Ooh. Newport, Winston, Salem's, Marble Lights. Don't matter what the kind, 'cause you got
smoking
me
out on you.
You got me puffing by the pack of nine.
Ooh.
Pack of nine.
Sorry for that interruption, and I normally don't do that, but, and I talk about my job all the time. I know I do. I know you guys get tired of hearing it, but a part of my contract is when somebody calls me and it's one of my staff or something like that, I have 15 minutes to, if I don't answer the phone, I have 15 minutes to return the call. And if I don't, I can get in trouble. But anyhow, but the thing with that is, this is the other thing I said about grown people, and sometimes the bullshit that you put out in the universe is you need to be accountable for your stuff. You know, I mean, going to work, paying your bills, you know, what else is that you should be accountable? How you treat people. You know, you can be a jerk. You can be an ass. You can be a prick. You can be that. You know, but as long as you own it, I don't have a problem with it. You know, as long as you own your shit. And tonight, you know, the problem that I have with a lot of my employees, you know, the excuse was, oh, I'm going to be late because I lost the keys to my car. Really? Is that a viable excuse? And that ties into the question of the week that we'll get to later. Has to be with work, and I want to hear what you guys have to say, but I'm like, are you kidding me with this stuff? Are you kidding me? And I don't want to hear it. Because I've been working until this, I say this all the time. I've had a job ever since I was 16 years old. I start working at Hardee's, you know, of course, when you're working fast, when you're a teenager, really, but I cared, you know, because I know the way I was raised, my parents didn't want me disrespecting customers, disrespecting my bosses, acting a fool with a job and not working because they are paying you. You know, I thought I was really doing something back then. I was making, was minimum wage back then? It was $4.75 or something like that. And, or it wasn't even $5, I don't think. And, and I took that into my adult life. You know, I've always been at work. I've always done what I was supposed to do. And here we go once again. And I'm gonna stay on the phone while I talk. I'm gonna stay on here while I talk to this person. This is David. Hey. Great. All right. Where was it at? Oh, wow. See, a new car, I guess you just don't know all the little nooks and crannies. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, have a great night at work. Bye-bye. See what I mean? And then I have to be nice, but going through my head is, why are you calling bugging me again? You know, why are you bugging me again with your stuff? And I had to be nice, and I had to put my professional voice on. I had to talk like I'm really concerned about what's going on in your life, but I'm not. You know, because you're not owning your bullshit. You know, and if you had took 5 minutes to actually look for the keys to your car, you know, the 10 minutes you called me interrupting my podcast, you would have found your key. But anyhow, but own your shit. That's my whole thing. And I preach it. I preach choices. You know, if you make a choice, there's always going to be a consequence. You know, that might not be the consequence that you want, but it's still going to be a consequence. So therefore, own it, people. Because I'm at the point that I'm tired of dealing with people, you know, tired of dealing with people. But like I said, when I was working, I've always thought I was a good employee. I've always did what I was supposed to do on the job, and I always did a little bit more because I'm a perfectionist. I'm a crazy Virgo, and I say that all the time as well. But come on, you know, and then this job now, I take it very seriously, but I take it really seriously. You know, I want to do a good job, you know. And I'm ready to get a big raise too, y'all. Did y'all know that? Because the funny thing is, everybody's buying new cars. So, you know, when your friends and stuff start buying new cars, and there's nothing, anything's wrong with my car. I had a problem with my door to where it's made a little, like a dent in my front right fender, passenger side fender. And every time I see it, I zoom in on it because it's ugly. But there's nothing wrong with my car. You know, I bought my car, you know, back in 2007. So it's not a brand new car, and it's my baby. And it's been through a lot with me, and it's been a lot of places with me. And, you know, and I paid it off a couple, you know, what, 3 years ago, and, 2 years ago. And I was like, okay, you know, do I buy a new car now? You know, even though there's nothing wrong with my car, and I'd always said I wasn't going to have another car payment, you know, but everybody's buying these new cars. I'm like, you know, it's time for me to get a new whip, you know. But I don't think Susie Orman would tell me, you're vetoed. No, you can't buy it. You need to buy this. You need to invest this. You need to save this. So I'm going to stretch it out as long as I can. I'm not going to make a rash decision on buying a new car, but I really do want one. I've been looking, and so it's funny, everywhere I look, you know, whether it's on Facebook or a staff of mine, like the staff, and another staff has a new car, and a friend, I'm like, y'all, too many of y'all getting new cars, and I'm gonna have to get, you know, current. But I'm not one trying to keep up with the Joneses. You know, there's some people that buy cars every few years just so they can say they got a new car, but anybody can have a new car. I don't care what your credit look like. I don't care what your bank account look at, because you can at least keep it for 3 months, because they won't come get it to, for 2 or 3 months if you can't make a payment, right? So even if you don't got any insurance, they'll put insurance on it for you and send you the bill. They'll do that. But anyhow, you know what? I had stopped saying anyhow so much, but now I'm back to saying anyhow, because maybe that's when I think I'm prepared, and I really am not. Celebrated my mother's birthday yesterday. She turned, I won't share her age, but she's another year older. And I told you guys last week that, you know, when our parents get to a certain age, and that transition from being the child to the parent, it's been a struggle. Because I kind of force myself into situations that I need to be forced into, but I get a lot of pushback, and that's okay. I can handle it. But we did that, celebrate. We had a really good time, and I see why some families, and I see it whether on Facebook or I hear about it, they have family night, you know, because you get so busy in your individual personal life, you know, that you forget, you know, when I think about, you know, when growing up, it was just me, my mom, my dad, my sister, that was it. You know, we were very, very, my mom kept us very close to her and very private. And, you know, and she always wanted that perfect family, I think. And we had our dysfunction, trust and believe, but it was just us, and it's all we had. And, you know, she instilled in my sister and I, it's like when me and your father are gone, y'all two, you know, is all that's left. And that's all you got is each other. And y'all better take care of each other. Me and my sister, even though we've had our ups and downs through our adult life, you know, we're still as close as ever. And, you know, no matter how I'm feeling about her on a particular day or something I don't like, I'm sure she feels the same way. But nobody mess with her, you know, because we like to get turned up. And and we just had a really good time. And I think sometimes you have to bring everybody, whether it's a special event or you just let's go hang out. All of us go hang out and have a good time. Cause you know, now, you know, my niece and nephew's in the picture. That's so funny. My niece's boyfriend is now kind of coming into the family, you know, against my best wishes, but I ain't ran him off yet. I'm trying, and he's okay. And it's some family stuff that we're used to. And my niece is like, no, if he gonna be part of this family, he gonna have to go through that like we did, you know. And I thought it was funny that how she looks at our family dynamic, and how that she's an adult now, that how she understands how we operate as a family. But we had a good time. The only thing is, in which I wasn't too happy about. We're all sitting there, of course. Are you a drunk if you drink during the middle of the week? Even though I don't drink, I did have two margaritas. I had two margaritas, and they were delicious. There's a local Mexican restaurant here in town that's been here forever, and everybody goes for the margaritas because they're really good, frozen. And so we're eating. My food wasn't all that great. You ever been at a place where you're eating and you order the wrong thing? That's what I ordered the wrong thing, you know. And I ordered the right thing, but with a different meat. And I'm like, why did I do that? I knew it wasn't good. So I'm like, eh. But I didn't get sick, so that was good. and so we're sitting there. We're all eating. And my mom's having a blast. She had a really good time. And she was even raising the roof, had a little sombrero on and everything. It was cute. And so she, my nephew's eating, because he doesn't eat any Mexican food. He got, you know, go Mexican food, get chicken fingers. So you right there, you know, it's going to be a problem, right? So he's sitting there, and then all of a sudden he gets really quiet. He's like, is this supposed to be pink like that? So we all kind of turn to him, and I'm like, oh my God, no, that is raw. It was raw. And so what else could take the sale out of a good night at a decent, you know, 2.5-3-star restaurant, if that, and other than raw chicken, that just kind of takes the enjoyment out of eating your meal, because, you know, here's a big piece of chicken that's fried on the outside, but it's covered, and there's big chunks of pink salmonella looking at us, right? So we weren't too happy about that, and it was fine. They made it okay, because they took it off my sister's bill, and they gave him a free this little chocolate cookie ice cream thingy. And but you know what I didn't like, and which I thought should happen, the manager or the kitchen manager should have came out and gave us an apology. Like, hey guys, I'm really, really sorry. You know, what are you guys here for? You know, not that I'd go out to get anything free, cause that's not the thing. I think that's what I would do, cause that's embarrassing. You give a child raw chicken meat. I'm like, seriously? And I haven't wrote a letter yet because I've been thinking about it. And the waitress, which, you know, as a family friend, you know, because you, well, do you cross the line to, you know, not that she would get in trouble, because she didn't cook the food, but she was very apologetic. But she should have went to, hey, we just sent out raw chicken meat to this family here. I'm going to make it, right? I'm going to do this. Can you go over and say something? You know, just not even getting anything for free, just to come out and say, hey, we're sorry. You know, how can we make that right? And give us the opportunity to say, no, you're okay, you're good. But we wouldn't give them the opportunity. So that kind of left a sour note for us while we were trying to eat. But, you know, what you going to do? What you going to do? And, but like I said, it was all good. So we get to celebrate, my mom's birthday. And so we had a really good time. My aunt is in town, she's going to spend the week with us. And that's another story for another time. But, we'll see. How the week progresses. But I work a lot. So I've been trying to clear my schedule out I've been, you know, kind of successful in doing that, but sometimes my plans fall through. So we'll see about that. But again, sorry about the interruptions. At least you get to hear one of my phone calls, and I'm not lying. I'm not lying about about how my work is kind of insane, you know, in the job that I do. But it's been an okay day. I haven't did too terribly much. I did go to the mall. I went to Hot Topic. So I'll talk about in our Fanboy Weekly segment. I'll talk about what I got today and my disappointment with the DC mini. Oh, and then I missed all my shows tonight too. Today's Tuesday, the Flash going on tonight, right? So we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about what I seem like I've talked about all the time. We're talking about penises again, and this time we are talking about 11 things guys secretly do with their penises. And then we're going to take the how much do you know about penis quiz. So it's going to be a very, I wouldn't say R-rated show, not NC-17, but we're going to say it's R-rated, but it's not too bad. A lot of stuff is just fun stuff. So when we come back, we'll start that, and we'll talk about a little bit more, and we'll talk about the tomfoolery that's going on with this Memories Pizza in Indianapolis, Indiana, that received a ton of money from the supporters of Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck because of their bigotry. Only in America, people. Only in America. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David, and once we get the radio queued up, the music queued up, we'll be right back. know, y'all get to love some Deborah Cox, baby. When I was a younger person, I used to kick and twirl to that song until I couldn't kick and twirl no more, baby. But I'm not the guy anymore. Welcome back. It's the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. Thank you guys for joining me wherever, whenever, however you're checking out the show. Don't forget to give me a tweet at the 5x5 on Twitter or follow me on Instagram, which I really haven't updated much lately because this is how crazy I am. I have an iPod Touch, you know, when it was cool. And I don't know where it is right now. So I normally do my pictures on my iPod Touch when I want to put something on Facebook, like my comic book stuff, the pop figures and stuff like that. And then my personal one is, that's my personal one. Then my 5x5 one is the one that's attached to my phone. I don't take pictures at all. So don't ask me why. But you can always check up what's going on, what's coming up, what we're talking about on the Facebook page at facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out. And I'm glad to hear any comments or suggestions or rants from all you, my 1,011 followers here on Spreaker.com. Don't forget to go ahead and like the page on Facebook and also subscribe to us on iTunes and iHeartRadio. I'm going to do more with that coming weeks. A few interviews set up. The Sussex County guys that I spoke to during the Shocktoberfest here in Southern Indiana, I'll be talking to them once again because they're filming again and ready to bring us some new content for their upcoming web series based on the Friday the 13th mythology. So looking forward to talk to those guys again. Also, I'm hoping to talk to the creator of Evansville PopCon hopefully this week. And then those will be found on iHeartRadio and also here on Spreaker.com. And a version of it will be on iTunes as well. So a lot of things coming up. and once we finally transition to the new show and kind of doing the format that I'm going to stick with the new show, but that's on the horizon. So look for that. Look for updates. Don't forget to check out the Weekly Rewind. That's a show that I co-host with Tristan, Chris, and Gary over there on the Jaded Productions podcast, group of podcasts here on Spreaker.com and also on iTunes. So I was reading an article. You know, I always read my articles or things that come through your I love me some BuzzFeed, right? Things that come through your Facebook news feed, you know, and of course, if it says penis, I'm going to look at it. I want to see what's going on. I seen a video, not to get off topic. I seen a video the other day about there's four girls who were talking about HBO, how they never show penises on, or if they do, it's very brief. And but yet still, and there's been always this kind of double standard in Hollywood. They can show a lot of boobies in a lot of girls' private areas, but they will never show a penis. What is up? You know, unless you've seen Looking, couple of those, and then Looking got canceled, right? On Looking, they had a shower scene. There was a whole bunch of penises in there, but it was very, 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 you know, I think one episode, and then the guy that was with the one guy, I forget the names. It doesn't matter now because they got canceled. you know, his penis was all hanging out and stuff. But the thing with that, they're right. You know, they said, how can you have a show called Hung about a guy who has an enormous penis and he was some kind of like gigolo or whatever, and you never seen it? You know, unlike, you know, what's his name? Fassbender? Is it Michael Fassbender? Who played Magneto in the X-Men movies. He was in something else. But he was in that movie Shame. And the first 20 minutes, you see 20 minutes of his penis. And it was big. Anyhow, back to the story at hand. This article comes from us. This is not a BuzzFeed article. It's a Cosmo.ph article. So obviously this is coming from a woman's point of view, but I'm sure some gay man can, well, all men, not heterosexual men, not homosexual men, all men maybe can relate to this. So the article is titled 11 Things Guys Secretly Do with their penises. Number one, bend it to its extreme point. I don't think I do that. It says a flaccid penis is basically like having a slinky in your pants. And yeah, maybe we do that. We all do that. Number two. I mean, who's this people? I mean, a penis is not a piece of silly putty, right? Number two, stretch it. We have pulled it until it hurt just to see how far it can go. It's not like we decide it's time to do penis stretches whenever we're alone, but we've attempted this once. I'm going to give them that. But I mean, silly putty, really? Three, flick it. Do people still use flick? Is that a really word? Flick it. Thump, flick it, flick it, flick it is number three. It's pretty funny to flick an erection. Alternatively, bend it back to our stomachs and let it spring forward. Yes, we've all done that. Number four, try. This is really, really funny. Number four, try and fit it in things. If you have a penis, you're going to see what it does, or more importantly, doesn't fit into. Paper towel rolls, wide mouth Snapple bottles, really, etc. The less it can fit into, the better you feel. And y'all lying asses, if y'all ain't, everybody's done the paper roll. You've been in the bathroom or the toilet paper roll, y'all have done that. And if it doesn't fit, you're like, yeah, I'm the shit, right? Y'all did it. If you say you ain't did it, I don't care. Y'all listen to the show. My heterosexual listeners, my homosexual listeners, y'all have all done that shit if you have a penis. Number five. I've never done this personally, but I've seen somebody do it. And of course, you know, everybody has Pornhub, right? We've seen it. Number five, make a hot dog with your balls. That has to be the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. You can wrap your balls onto either side of your penis, and it basically forms a genital hot dog. This is funny. It's funny, but it sounds painful. Who's doing that? I need to know. I need to know, because that's hilarious. Number six. I mean, No. You don't make a penis into a hot dog unless there's bread involved. No, you don't do that. No. Number six. Measure it. It is impossible to have a penis without taking a tape measure to it. We need to know the number, because, oh man, you know your number. You might lie on it on Grindr, on Tinder, on Craigslist, on Adam for Adam, on Bear 411. What's the other one? There's another one. Y'all lying, but you and every guy knows your number. You know it. Now, you might not be a tape measure. It might be a ruler. Some of y'all have to use a yardstick. You know, I'm just keeping it real. You know, y'all know your number. Anyhow, number seven. Just hold it ever so gently. Just hold it ever so gently all the time. Just walking around the house doing chores and holding our penis. Holding our penis while driving, not illegal. Pretty much anything we can do with one hand, we'll use the other hand to hold onto our penis. I've never done that because I think people watch me, whatever. But I've seen guys always touching themselves. And I mean, always touching themselves or hands on their pants. I'm like, you know, what are you doing? What's going on? I want to know for one, but what are you doing? You're in public. You're in the mall. Number nine. Now. I've seen some talented people that's able to do this. Don't ask me how I know. Number eight. Tuck it behind your legs. Ha ha. Now we're a lady. I think that every guy's done that. I think that's a rite of passage for guys, you know, to do that. They'll do it on TV. I've seen it done. You've all seen it done. But what I was laughing at that caught my eye was number nine. Try and put it in our butt. Just to see if we can. We don't, like, actually want to do it, but we want to see if we can. I've never done that. I think that's ridiculous. But all I'm going to say before this gets NC-17, there's some people with more talent than others. There we go. On to number 10. And number 10 is really funny because, again, this is one of those bro code things. So, females, turn your mics off, your sound off now, because I guess I shouldn't be sharing this information. Number 10, look into it. Do I have to go into more detail? No, you don't. And the last one at number 11, move it without using our hands. With a lot of focus and a raging erection, we can make it dance around. It's surprisingly exhausting, though. And that is 11 things that men secretly do with the penis. So now you know. I need that that music for now you know, because that would be perfect for this this segment. It's a 5x5 late night show. Stay tuned. We have more. We'll be right back. I think. I did it again.
Starting now. This stuff is starting now. Ooh.
know, love some Cameo. I thought that was appropriate since we were talking about penises. Welcome back. It's the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. Thank you guys for joining me wherever, whenever, however you're joining us tonight. If you're listening live or catching me later, hey, on iTunes and Stitcher. Thank you guys for checking me out. Like I said, don't forget to check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out, and give us a like over there as well. Give us a follow or subscription and some reviews on iTunes. I would greatly appreciate it. And keep checking us out. We got good things coming in the future here on the 5x5 with Glitter and the Geek podcast. I'll talk about that later. What I wanted to talk about, and I want to touch on it briefly, about, you know, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act that was amended or clarified, that it would not discriminate or allow for discrimination. But like I was saying last week, it only allows that only applies to counties, cities, and municipalities that already have those laws on the books. So we'll see. And it's kind of quiet down now, but not after a lot of social and corporate backlash toward the state of Indiana, which was deservedly so. But one story that's kind of been shining, kind of, whether it's brightly or not, but this has been out there for everybody to see, was when the young lady who spoke out against, which again, and I don't know if I said this week, and I have to be clear, if somebody doesn't want your business because they don't like you, or why do you want to... This is me being devil's advocate. Why do you want to force them to the principle. Why would I give you money if you don't like me? You know, that'd be like, why would I share my sandwich with somebody even though you're hungry, but you hate me? I'm not giving you my sandwich. You know, you can sit over and watch me eat it. So, and that's my only problem with the whole thing about, you know, being fair, I guess you would say, and not that any gays are using pizza to cater their weddings. Even Pat Robertson even said that with his craziness. But you know, I think those business need to be flagged to the LGBT community that if you don't like us, you know, we have a lot of expendable cash. Our dollar is very powerful. You know, let Rush Limbaugh tell it that we're only 5% of the community, which is not true. But, you know, we have financially, we're really strong, you know, and when you start hitting people in their pockets, then they start shutting their mouths. And so I think we just need to, like Chick-fil-A, like I've, since the whole Chick-fil-A mess, like I said this last week, I've eaten there twice, but it wasn't my choice. I was with someone else. But, you know, but naturally my last incident there, I would never eat there again. Just like I will never shop at Hobby Lobby again. And all these places who are saying that you don't find me as equal, but yet and still you're still holding on to your religious convictions, but fail to embrace all of them. You know, so that's my biggest problem with people who say, well, these are my religious freedoms. My values are being stomped on by the gay mafia or these gay extremists that want to push the gay lifestyle down their throats. No, I'm David. I'm just David first. You know, I pay my taxes. I take care of my family. I want to live freely and unencumbered by bigotry. You know, unfortunately, you know, that's not the world we live in because everybody doesn't share those views. And I was having this conversation with my aunt that's in town the other day. Maybe I'll get her on the show this week. Maybe we'll record something. And I was saying about how gay people get mad at me for saying this as well. And it just happens to be, it just rings true. And you guys can tweet me, email me, or Facebook me about this. I understand that the gay rights movement is similar to the civil rights movement. It is. You know, we both have faced the same type of discrimination more profoundly during the civil rights movement. But here's the thing, and I'm going to say this, and don't take offense, but The difference is when I walk out my door, people automatically know that I'm black. When I come into the store, people automatically know I'm black. They don't automatically know that I'm gay. So there's the difference. And I think there has to be some, there's similarities, of course, but I want people to stop saying this is just like the civil rights movement. No, it's not. Because unless you're busting up high heels and kicking and twirling going into Macy's, you know, they don't know where the, not that it should make a difference because it doesn't, but I think I think that's why a lot of, some black people kind of draw the line there. It's like, yeah, you know, we understand that you feel some of the biases and discrimination that the black community for years have felt, but there's no way for me to hide the fact that I'm not, that you should hide, don't get me wrong, but we have to, like, for me being a black gay man, you know, I'm doubly oppressed. That goes for women as well. When the woman walks out, most of y'all, we can see that they're a woman, you know, and if there's any going to be kind of bias toward her because she's female, that's one thing. But if she's a gay female, that's another thing. So I'll just get that out there. But anyhow, back to the anti-gay Indiana pizzeria that received $840,000. $840,000. Donating money to support a good cause is much more satisfying than donating money to support bigotry. After Indiana Pizzeria closed shop and raised more than $840,000 when its owners faced backlash for saying they would not serve a gay wedding, Kansas-based Equality House decided to set up its own fundraisers to help raise money for the LGBT community. The program's virtual pizza fundraiser on CrowdRise has collected money for homeless LGBT youth who have been displaced from their homes because of bigotry. 100 hotel rooms will be made available for 1 year to homeless LGBT people. If Equality House reaches their goal of $100,000, the group has raised more than $20,000 so far. It all began with GoFundMe campaign was started for Memories Pizza in Walkerton, Indiana, after owner Kevin O'Connor and his daughter Crystal O'Connor spoke in support of the state's Religious Freedom Restoration Act. The law, which may have condemned for promoting discrimination against LGBT people, allows individuals and businesses to cite religious belief as a defense when sued by a private party. God has blessed, this is what they say, God has blessed us for standing up for what we believe and not denying him, Crystal O'Connor told Fox News. After seeing almost $1 million go to those supporting an LGBT cause, Equality House, a rainbow-colored home located directly across the street from Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, launched the virtual pizza campaign. Their fundraiser is a clear example of celebrating hate and clear example of what we still have a long way to go in the LGBTQ movement. The president, Aaron Jackson, said the nonprofit that was established Equality House told the Huffington Post in an email, "The world has so much hurt in it, and it's a shame that so many serious issues facing humanity, people are putting their resources toward a campaign that sends such a negative message to society. In response, I want to try to raise money for something that will actually make the world better and send a message to support the LGBTQ community. The best thing we can do in the face of something so negative is to do what we can to turn it into something positive." Equity House is not only the organization trying to raise money to support the LGBT community in response to Memories Pizza. Pizza's one about Cindy Lauper's True Colors Fund has raised almost $40,000 on GoFundMe for homeless LGBT youth as well. Insanity. And but this was Rush Limbaugh, and it was a reporter from on the Glenn Beck World, online reporter or something like that. He's the one that kind of initiate this go. But my thing is, let them do that. If that's what they want to do and they want to support that type of thing, then we know who you are. You know, we already knew what you were about. You know, you hate our president. You know, you don't have a real good reason other than he's black. So let them have that. And again, we are very powerful, and this is where, and I'm going to donate, the 5x5 will be donating, but I want you all, so if you check out True Colors, the fundraiser on GoFundMe, to help LGBT that have been displaced from their homes because of them being gay. Support them as a community. People who are friends of the gays support them as well. And let's make a bigger noise than the people who are supporting this Memories Pizza Place. You know, the same guy who is talking about, you know, gays have made a choice. He's divorced. He's a divorced person. And I mean, all that is just so hypocritical. And they're supporting that, like the article said, you're sending the wrong message. You're sending the wrong message. And, you know, you need to get behind something that's more positive, you know. You know, what you should have done is bought, you know, that much worth of pizza and then gave it to the home and had them sell it to the homeless and give it to the homeless, you know, instead of giving them money to where they're going to close, they're going to walk away almost millionaires because they hate, which is their choice. Totally. But what message does that send? And like the article also said, there's a lot of hurt in America. And for some reason, we haven't overcome it. I know there's places in Africa that are a lot worse. You know, they're killing gays in Africa for just being who you are. So it could be a lot worse. But yet and still, we live in America. And we're supposed to be better than all that. We're supposed to be above all that. And we're not. A few more things. A few gay-friendly products and companies. Cheerios, of course, you know that they're very progressive. Betty Crocker, Levi's, American Apparel, Oreos, love me some Oreos, Walt Disney World, Starbucks, Wheaties, a lot of cereal, Tide, Microsoft, the Home Depot, because the lesbians, Pampers, Pepsi, Safeway, Crest, Old Navy, Girl Scouts, all right, Macy's, Target, JCPenney's, Pillsbury, Walgreens, Ford, Gap, Green Giant, and that is all the ones that they listed in the article that are gay-friendly businesses. Zach George. Hey, Zach, what is up? I know you never catch me live. You finally caught me live. How are you? Friend of the show, Zach's in the chat room. You know, you guys can check me out when I'm on live. You know, you can always check me out. You missed the good part, Zach. You can always come into the chat room and talk to the nice people in there while I do what I do, if it's, you know, if you want to listen to it. But anyhow, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we are going to talk about your collections in our Fanboy Weekly segment. It is the 5x5 Late Night Podcast. We'll be back. And then once again, it messes up. But, you know, we're going to get that fixed for you guys next time. Try. I swear, that is the longest, I mean, the longest remix of that song. Were they even doing remixes back there? When that song came out, that was Pebbles, you know, the one that stole all TLC's money. That was Pebbles was giving you the benefit of the, that's actually one of my, you know, she had Girlfriend and Mercedes Boy, but giving you the benefit, you know, that just applies to a lot of stuff because every day, all day, I give someone the benefit of the doubt. I give these people from Memories Pizza the benefit of the doubt. You know, they can't help that they're ignorant. Anyhow, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the 5x5 podcast. Joining in the chat room was Mr. Todd Morris. thank you. He says, glad I'm back late night. And friend of the show, like I said earlier, Mr. Zach, and my fellow Funko Pop aficionado. Thank you guys for popping in. I miss being on. You know, I took a little break, you know, because I was really, really extremely busy. So, you know, things have kind of calmed down this week, you know, but there's always the next day or anything can happen. But thank you guys. Thank you guys. What were we talking about when we left? We were talking about old Memories Pizza, and I bet that pizza was nasty any damn how. Didn't anybody want their pizza? You know, I'm coming to St. Louis Comic Con. I am coming. I'm going this year. Do we have a date? I know it's coming up pretty soon. Because I have PopCon here in Evansville. And then I think St. Louis is after that. Then Louisville. I don't think I'm going to Louisville, but I'm definitely going to St. Louis Comic Con this year. If the right guests show up. You know, sometimes that could be a little wackadoodle. But with that being said, you know, we are going to
time for
it's Fanboy Weekly for all you geeks, nerds, and blurs. Let's get our geek on.
I don't know what's wrong with my dashboard here on Spreaker, but it's every time I queue up on some audio, it says, and then it will play, and then I had to put it on there again in the place. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to have it fixed. But no, it is that part of the show where we talk about all my fanboy things that are going on in my life. Don't forget, coming up in less than a month, Free Comic Book Day is the day after the debut of Marvel's Avengers. I missed that tonight too. Agent of Shield. I just realized I missed it. But Age of Ultron will be out on the first, but Free Comic Book Day. So if you're not a comic book nerd like me, and you want to see what I'm talking about, check out Free Comic Book Day. You can go to freecomicbookday.com and put in your zip code. It would tell you the closest participating store to you. And then just go get some free comics. Read some things. There's always some stuff that people are trying to start up. There's some independents. Of course, Marvel and DC add some things in there. But just go. And then like next week or in a couple weeks, we'll talk about what's coming out and we'll do that on a different show. But just go to their website. There is a list of everything that's going to be given away. Of course, every store won't have every selection. Some stores let you have five. Some let you have one. So just go. There's always people dressed up in cosplay. There's artists there. I'm like, some of these bigger cities, they get the major artists. I know Scotty Young was at one last year. So you guys should check it out because it's going to be fun. Always free. It's always good to get free stuff. And Zach just told me that St. Louis Comic Con is on May 22nd. So I need to get. You like the music, Todd? Good. He said, so I need to get my ticket because that's next month. I'm supposed to be going to Chicago because isn't C2, E2 or something coming up as well? Just take all my money. So now I have to work extra, you know, even though I'm salary, if I worked extra at stuff that I'm not over, I can get paid. It's really weird, but I still get paid. I get paid extra. But yes. So hopefully I'll be there, Zach, on the 22nd. I'll have to look into that, but I want to go to St. Louis Comic Con. I went to Nashville last year, so I won't be doing Nashville again this year. So I definitely want to do St. Louis because it's not that far from me. St. Louis is only 2.5 hours for me. So I should be able to do it. But speaking of collecting, you know, you guys, I talk about collecting Funko Pops, and I collect those things. And I went through a little I was really kind of upset because I have started buying the DC Universe mini mystery minis. You know, the mystery boxes that have a little black bag inside, and you open it up because you don't know what it is. And then there's rare ones, like there's 1 of 24, 1 of 72, 1 of 36, something like that. Then there's the common ones, which are 1 of 12. And so all I had been getting, and I've bought several of them now, all I've been getting were the black Batmans, which were very common. I even gave one away. And then the other day, I go to Barnes & Noble, and I open up another black Batman. I mean, I don't need Batman. But today, because I said I wasn't going to buy anymore, but today I rode through Hot Topic. And coming up, Hot Topic, if you do have hot cash, I have $30 right now. That means I'm spending too much, right? I have $30 worth of hot cash. But starting on April the 16th through the 26th, you can use your hot cash, which is $15 off for a $30 purchase. So that's like getting 50% off. In addition to, so that I just want to buy the rest of my pops, the ones that I've seen. But today, I did look upon what do they call it? A rage. They don't have it on here. I should be getting my Hulkbuster from the Marvel's Collector Core this month. I know it's coming out in April. I haven't got it yet, so I should be getting that. So I'll have it. There's not too many other I want except for the Vision. I'm going to Target tomorrow because they have the Vision that's kind of invisible at the bottom. So I want that one. And then I got today the Hulk with the red eyes, the kind of raging Hulk, which is a Hot Topic exclusive. And I also got, I found a metallic Magneto. How cool is that, right? So looking to extend that. Not that I need to extend that collection anymore because it's getting out of control. But my Marvel minis, I did get a blue. I got a Superman that I hadn't had before, and I also got a blue Batman, which is a rare because it's a 1 in 24. So, well, not that rare. I guess it's, I don't know how they rate it, but I know it's not a common. What's the next level for after common? Because I know it's ultra rare and rare, so it's a rare. And so I got that today. So I was kind of happy to get it. Only a few more that I'm really wanting. I think when I use my hot cash, I will finish out. When I finish out, I will get the Matrix. And there was another one I wanted. But, you know, they have a lot more coming out. So, not that I need to spend one more dollar on on Funko Pop figures. But I just can't stop myself. Because I went through a little dry spell where I wasn't buying any of them. But I just happened to be buying them again. But, yeah, but I've been wearing, if you guys get Loot Crate, you can always go to the website, the5by5.blogspot.com. There is a Loot Crate tab there. Just hit that. You can, and that's my, I guess they use my user link or whatever. And I think you get a discount off your first month's Loot Crate. This month is Fantasy. You know, you always have to the 19th to get that month's Loot Crate. But there's so many of these mystery boxes coming out. There's Custom Box, and then there's of course the Marvel one, the Collector Core. Now you have 1-Up Box, you have Fusion Box. There's so many out there, and they're not cheap, so you can't get, you know, I guess some of y'all can get them all, but I can't. You know, I said I was gonna do Loot Crate for a year, and then I'll change up to something else if something else catches my eye. But last month was pretty good, that the box. And then Fantasy, I don't know what that's going to be about. I haven't got any email because they normally kind of tell you what's going to, what could you expect to see. I do like getting the special variant comic books. Those are pretty cool. But anyhow, I'm talking really long today. So let's move this right along. So, you know, with all the collecting and everything, 10, this article comes from toplessrobot.com, and it's called 10 collecting fads worth next to nothing now. On number 10 is the McDonald's toys. Remember when everybody was collecting those McDonald's toys and everybody had to have them and they were everywhere? And I still have 2 in a bag, but I guess I should have sold them a long time ago because they're worth nothing now. Number 9, the first batch of new Star Wars figures. It was really popular in the 90s, but nobody wants them. there's not a huge market for them now, according to the article. Number eight, baseball cards. But I kind of think they've been on the decline for a while now. I was never a card person. I did collect the Fleer X-Men Ultra cards for a while back in the 90s, but I didn't like them. Homies, remember those little Homies figurines? They're number seven. They're not worth anything, which is surprising to me now for number six is Magic cards, because people are still heavily playing this game. But I guess there were specific ones that that were worth a lot of money. It says Magic the Gathering cards made newspaper headlines when they hit the market, and they're still thriving Magic playing collects community. It's true. It's still a big game, but the high price and speculation days have passed. The secondary market now exists to sell graded cards at high prices that aren't selling, or entire collections for players who are getting out of the game. If you like the game for its competitive aspects, now's your time to jump in. You can purchase entire sets of 1,500 cards for the cost of 3 trade paperbacks. So that's what, about $75. Also, eBay is selling Magic-related web domains for $19,000. Sorry, bro. This gathering has ended. So, collecting the cards for the collectability of them and the value is no longer a thing. Number five, and we all know this, but this hasn't stopped us from reading. If you bought comic books just for the potential of it increasing in value, you may still have a few, but the 90s comics, they're no longer worth much money. You know, I get a lot of my 90s comics in 50-cent bins at some of these stores and at these comic book conventions because they're really not worth anything. You need to have the Golden Age comics to really make some money on them. Number four, Beanie Babies. I'm so glad those things went to the wayside because I hated seeing those. I want to say this. I'm a grown-ass man and I collect these pop figures, but there was really grown-ass man collecting these Beanie Babies. I won't even go there, but yeah, Beanie Babies with number four. Number three, Cabbage Patch Kids. I remember I talked about this on my Christmas show one year. Cabbage Patch Kids, they were very popular. I remember my mom and dad going out finding my sister a Cabbage Patch Kid that she still has, and I think his name is Edgar. How do I know that still from all these years? And let's see, what else we have? Number two, comic trading cards. Yeah, I know, but the cards, you know, actually, a young lady who I had on the show named Diana Greenhalgh, a crazy great artist that lives in Canada, she is doing the cards now. Maybe I can, for Age of Ultron. I had her on the show. You can look in the past shows and listen to her interview. Very, very talented. Super, super nice. I met her during Nashville Comic Con. But I had to talk to her. Are cards really, are they worth that much money? Can they still have some value? Because this article says they're not. And number one, the Pogs. Remember those little round things that you would flip and collect and play? I never understood them. I didn't understand why people bought them. But they're the number one thing that the least... that has the least amount of value collecting wise. So, but you know, I'm just gonna still collect comic books. I enjoy collecting comic books, and I enjoy reading the stories. Some of these stories are really good. Now, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day, so I think that's when conversion started last week with Zero, and so this week I think we're gonna get some of the one shots for Convergence when they're kind of rewriting the DC universe again, just like Marvel is starting Secret Wars pretty soon, and they're rewriting the Marvel universe when they're kind of merging the Ultimate Universe with the regular universe. So we'll see how that all works out. It hasn't worked out so far, but is it the money thing? Is it the money ploy? Are they trying to get more money from us, you know, so we can spend, buy new stories from a new perspective? Is that what it is? Anyhow, that is our Fanboy Weekly segment. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back. We'll wrap up the show with a quiz about how much you know about your penis and the question of the week. We'll be right back. And once again, there it goes. We'll be right back.
rooster says good morning with a cock-a-doodle-doo. Good morning. A horse's neigh is just his way of saying how are you. A lion growls hello, and owls ask why and where and who. May I suggest you get undressed and show them your wazoo? Oh, the animals, let's talk dirty to the animals. Fuck you, Mr. Bunny, eat shit, Mr. Bear. If they don't love it, they can shove it. The animals, let's talk dirty to the animals. Up yours, Mr. Hippo, piss off, Mr. Fox. Go tell a chicken, suck my dick and give him chicken pox. Oh. The animals, let's talk dirty to the animals. From birds in the treetops, snakes in the grass, but never tell an alligator bite my, no, never tell an alligator bite my, yes, never tell an alligator bite my snitch.
I love that song. I've told the story 1,000 and one times. There's a really, really nice, sweet drag queen here locally that used to perform this particular song from Gilda Radner from Saturday Night Live. This is one of her stand-up comedy shows that she did. But she used to perform this in one of those big cow outfits. You know, eat more chicken, you know, that type of thing. And it was so hilarious. When I first heard it, I'm like, what kind of song is this? I was very naive back then. I was a young gay. And she used to perform this song. It was very funny. Everybody loved her. And unfortunately, she passed away several years ago. But she was very sweet and she was very nice. And, you know, we get such a bad rap for whatever people think that we are, you know, from the weekly rewind that I do weekly with Tristan, Gary, and Chris, I had made a comment about transsexuals and people who identified, you know, with a different gender. And not that I was trying to be mean, but I think we had to be respectful. You know, I think sometimes when you want so much of your rights, regarded, you know, and honored, sometimes they intrude on other people's rights. So I think we have to be very mindful that we're being an adult one, you know, regardless of what you are, who you do, or what you do. I think we have to be mindful of, you know, that we are adults. Regardless of if you're transgendered, if you're heterosexual, if you're homosexual, we have to be good custodians of young people who are watching us, you know. And sometimes that young person might not identify or understand, and it's not our place as adults to, God, I'm getting so much trouble for this, to push that or have to make someone else have that conversation with their children when they need to be making the decisions when to have those conversations, because everybody is not on the same page at the same time. And that kind of upsets me, because I people get kind of mad at me for what I said, and you had to listen to that episode. And I wasn't trying to be mean, because I love all my LGBTQ and T and you know, all those. I love us all, you know, and we're all trying to get the same equality and the same love and that everyone else is. But I think, again, you have to be mindful of what you're doing as an adult, you know, not just because you think because your rights are being stripped from you, or you want to have additional rights, which there's nothing wrong with that. But I think we need to look out for the people that can't look out for themselves, and that being youth, because if we're truly for everybody to be to get to the same place, I think we everybody deserves the right to get there in their own time. That's all I'll say about that. So before we wrap up tonight, you know, last week I asked you guys, if I can find it, I asked you guys, if someone came to your job and, you know, the little Walmart Jackson Hewitt worker who got in a fight with a customer who came back to the job to, from my point of view, I think she came back to start some trouble and headbutted the Walmart worker, and the Walmart worker whooped that ass and threw her across the, the floor. I asked you guys, what would you do? Well, Zach and Todd, you're in the chat room. What would you do if somebody came to your job and started a fight? Would you keep the fight going by whooping their behind, or would you call bosses, security, or whatever, protect your or walk away from the situation? What would you do? For what I think, I would like to say I would walk away from the situation, but you cannot put your hands on me. You can't touch me. If I'm not touching you, do not put your hands on me. Do not touch me. I just think you're opening yourself to get a butt whooping that you clearly would deserve. And a lot of people, you know, was like, well, no, does she need to be fired? And, you know, she shouldn't be touching people, and she shouldn't, she shouldn't put her hands on the customer. You know, you're at work. Yeah, she was at work, but, you know, somebody stepped to her on her job. And so she had the right to defend herself. And so the two comments that I got this week were, let's see if anybody in the chat room said anything. Friend of the show, Jacinda says, that bitch better bring her A game. So we know how Jacinda's feeling. And then my favorite cousin ever, Chris, if it came to it, fist to cuffs. So, according to my listeners, they would do what the Walmart worker did and whoop her behind. But this week's question is something I heard on the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and yes, I'm still in it, but I thought it was important since I talk about work all the time, and sometimes we are not able to say what we want to say or do what we want to do. Even if you're in management, you know, there's a process to everything. What would you do? No, what would you say if you had to, and how they put it, if you had to give a pink slip to somebody, anybody, for any reason at your job, why would you give it to them, and who would it be? I want to know your answer next week. So let's wrap up with our last penis topic of the night, which is a quiz. And I know I've run long tonight, but sue me. How much do you know about dicks? And this is a BuzzFeed.com quiz. You guys, you can go take this quiz as well. The first question is, the word penis comes from the Latin word meaning organ, tail, meat, or bone. I think it means tail. Correct. The word penis comes from the Latin word penis, which means tail. How big is the average erect penis? 4.75 inches, 4.9 inches, 5.14 inches, or 5.17 inches. I'm going to say 4.9 inches. And I'm wrong. It's 5.17 inches. And the average flaccid is 3.61 inches. How can men make their penises bigger? By a penile extender, losing weight, pills, or they can't. Although I've heard that if you lose weight, it adds length, but that's just because you're losing fat and it just, you know, I'm going to say they can't. And I'm correct. You really can't make your penis bigger, not even with a penile extender, which just stretches the flaccid length, but you can make it seem bigger, especially if you aren't currently reaching your full potential for some reason. If you're not getting fully erect, pills like Viagra might make your erection longer and stronger, and losing some belly fat, see, there you go, can make it appear bigger, but it won't actually be bigger. It's all an illusion. Which of these is not a type of erection? A psychogenic, a stimugenic, a reflexogenic, or nocturnal? I know nocturnal is one. Stimugenic, Is that a word? Reflexogenic? I would think that would be a word. And so we're going to go with stimugenic. And I'm right, because it's not a word. Psychogenic is a result of an auto-visual stimuli. Reflexogenic is produced by tactile stimuli, and nocturnal occurs mostly during rapid eye movement during sleep. Next question. Do boners actually have a bone in them? No. And I'm correct. Everybody knows that. True or false? A penis can break. True or false? See, I want to say true, but because I've seen where that's happened, like it's bent the wrong way and snapped. But is that really breaking? Because there's nothing really in there to break. It can rupture. So let's say false. And I'm right. So there's no bone in the penis. It is only possible to fracture it. But that's still break, right? Because when you get a broken arm and they call it a fracture and you think it's less than what it is, oh no, that's a break. So what's the difference? Moving on. Can oral sex increase penis size? Absolutely or nah? Nah. True or false? Foreskin can be used for skin grafts in some cases. I don't want a foreskin skin graft. I'm sorry. But I'm going to say it's probably true. It is true. What shape do penises take during missionary vaginal sex? Boomerang, S-shape, C-shape, or a straight line? S-shape? No. C-shape. Ooh, I'm wrong. Boomerang is the answer. Researchers looked at MRI images of a male and female having sex. That should have been interesting. And the missionary position discovered that the penis, along with the actual erect penis, would take on a boomerang shape. Interesting. True or false? Smoking causes strong erections. False. That goes without saying. What percentage of men 15 or older are circumcised around the world? 15%, 25%, 30%, or 63%. I know this is only an American thing. We do this here. Christians do this. So I'm going to say 15%. Ooh. 30%. A 2007 report from the World Health Organization and the Joint United Nations Program on HIV and AIDS reported that 30% of men aged 15 and older are in fact circumcised. Which food scent increases penile blood flow? Is there such a thing? Cucumbers, donuts, steak, or strawberries? Since I'm a foodie and I love donuts, and it looks like the donut from The Simpsons, we're going to say, who knew? Experimenters at Chicago Smell and Taste Treatment Research Foundation found that the smell of donuts increased the median penile blood flow to 31.5%. See, I knew donuts were good for something. I'm getting some tomorrow. How large is the world's biggest penis? 12.7 inches, 13.5 inches, 14.2 inches, or 15.4 inches? I read about this. I think it's 13.5, and I was right. And his name is Jonah Falcone. He's a proud owner of a 13.5-inch member. He plans to eventually donate his penis to the Icelandic Phallological Museum. Remember, I talked about that several months ago. See, I'm always talking about penises. I got 10 out of 13 right, and I am a penile professional. Put this on your resume and call your mother. You've clearly been putting a lot of hard work into reaching dicks. And for that's not true. You should be very proud. Your knowledge has the ability to penetrate, no pun intended, any conversation in such a way that inspires others. You are a truly gifted individual. Well, I knew that. So if you want to take that quiz, go to BuzzFeed.com and type in how much do you know about dicks? And then you can tell me what your results were or are is in a future episode. Where are we at? I think we're at 90 minutes. I think it's time for me to shut up. I still have to get on Guild Wars. If you're not playing Guild Wars, you need to be playing Guild Wars because I am playing it and I absolutely love the game. And I'm level 39 or 38 now. I've leveled up really quickly because I enjoy it a lot. A lot like WoW, but we talked about it. Check out last week's episode, and you can hear all about my Guild Wars 2 experience. Guys, thank you guys for listening tonight. I appreciate each and every one of you. Check me out next week. We'll have more, not penis talk, but more of whatever. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you soon. Good night.